sheep night. No sheets fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers, recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Respected viewers, we welcome you once again in our program, Nasheed Night. In this program, we mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. We recite manaqib of awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we proceed towards our program and segments, let's make good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Hafizahullah, he has given us this mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any good deed or do any permissible task. So I make this intention, inshallah, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You'll watch this from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Alhamdulillah, I've got brothers with me. They will recite Naat. Brother Saeed with me, inshallah, and Brother Imtiaz with me, inshallah. We'll go to them. First to our brother Saeed Attari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Saeed bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Ji, we'll listen to you the hamd. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Marhaba. Imtiaz bhai, how are you doing?
Okay. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Let's begin with the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Allahu 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 Allahu
Allahu, 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 Allahu respect you as you were listening, Hamd, Subhanallah. And probably three languages, Brother Saeed recited, Arabic, Punjabi, also some couplets were there, and then Urdu also. حَسْبِي رَبِّي جَلَّ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قَلْبِي غَيْرُ اللَّهُ. What does it mean? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. And there is no one in my heart beside Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is nor is then mentioned. Then salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Nuri Muhammad sallallahu. Salawat is recited upon the Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. And respected viewers, this is how has been the practice of our pious predecessors. Whenever they started any kalam, any bayan, or maybe they would write any book, what they would do, they would start with the hamd and salat. They would start with mentioning the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salawat upon the Nabi alayhi salat wa taslim, and then they would begin. And we should also do the same. We should also mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should also remember to send salawat and salutations upon the best of creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, this kalima, this statement of faith, which is known as shahada also, and this is something inshaAllah will give us salvation. When we say La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. This is the statement of faith. This is our iman. This is what makes us enter in the fold of Islam. This is the salvation for us in this dunya, and inshallah will be salvation for us in the hereafter. This is the tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the testimony. This is endorsing this iman and this faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one to be worshipped. There is no one except Allah who can be worshipped or who is worshipped. That is only the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is to be worshipped. So, La ilaha illallah. This is where our iman begins. This is where it's the foundation of our iman. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we remain on this iman, on this belief. And when we die with this statement of faith, with this kalima, with these words, with these kalimat. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will now take the segment in our program which is complete a couplet. Let's find out which couplet we've got today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand. Jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand. Very, very famous couplet from Salam of Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Now we'll include one kalam, inshallah, in our program. And we'll recite Brother Imtiaz. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla humko nek bana de, apni ulfat dil mein basa de. Ilahi ilahi karam kar ilahi, عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطا یا الہی, عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطا یا الہی, گناہوں سے مجھ کو بچا یا الہی, عمل کا ہو جذبہ پانچوں نمازیں پڑھوں با جماعت, میں پانچوں نمازیں پڑھوں با جماعت, ہو توفیق ایسی عطا یا الہی, ہو توفیق ایسی عطا یا الہی. میں پڑھتا رہوں سنت وقت ہی پر, میں پڑھتا رہوں سنت وقت ہی پر, او سارے نوافل ادا یا الہی, او سارے نوافل ادا یا الہی. عمل کا ہو جذبہ ادا یا الہی, دیشوں کے تلاوت دیزوں کے عبادت رہوں با وضو میں صدا یا الہی. ہمیشہ نگاہوں کو اپنی جھکا کر, ہمیشہ نگاہوں کو اپنی جھکا کر, کروں خاشعانہ دعا یا کروں خوشیانہ دعا یا الہی. عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطا یا الہی, نانے کی دعوت میں سوستی ہو مجھ سے بنا شاعر کے قابلا یا الہی. سعادت ملے در سے فیضان سنت کی روزانہ دو مرتبہ یا الہی. میں مٹی کے سادہ سے برتن میں کھاؤں, میں مٹی کے سادہ سے برتن میں کھاؤں, چٹائی کا ہو بستر یا الہی, چٹائی کا ہو بستر یا الہی. عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطا یا الہی, ہے عالم کی خدمت یقیناً سعادت, ہو توفیق اس کی عطا یا الہی. صدائے مدینہ دروزانہ صدقہ ابو بکر و فاروق کا یا الہی. میں نیچی نگاہیں رکھوں کاش اکثر, میں نیچی نگاہیں رکھوں کاش اکثر, عطا کر دے شرم و حیا یا الہی, عطا کر دے شرم و حیا یا الہی. عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطا یا الہی, ہمیشہ کروں کاش پردے میں پردہ, تو پیکر حیا کا بنا یا الہی. لباس اپنا سنت سے آراستہ ہو, عمامہ ہو سر پر سجا یا الہی. سبھی رخ پہ ایک مشت داڑھی سجائے, سبھی رخ پہ ایک مشت داڑھی سجائے, بنے عاشق مصطفیٰ یا الہی, بنے عاشق مصطفیٰ یا الہی. عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطا یا الہی, ہر ایک نیک عمل اے کاش پاؤں، کرم کر پے مصطفیٰ یا الہی، او اخلاق اچھا ہو کردار ستھرا، مجھے متقی تو بنایا الہی، وسیلے مزاج اور تمسر کی خصلت، وسیلے مزاج اور تمسر کی خصلت سے عطار کو تو بچایا الہی، عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطایا الہی،
عمل کا ہو جذبہ عطایا الہی، گناہوں سے مجھ کو بچا یا الہی۔ کلام آف امیر آف اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا محمد الیاس عطار قادری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ۔ دیز آر مناجات، دیز آر دی دعاز میڈ ان دی کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، پلی ریکویسٹ ان دی کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی۔ And this dua is not for this dunya, this dua is not for the mal, this dua is not for the luxuries of this world. What beautiful duas they've been asked, made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will understand that what is being asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only you will be amazed that, and at the same time you will be inshallah educated how awliya Allah, how friends of Allah, how ulama, how scholars they ask when they get opportunity to ask from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Amir of Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya is saying, amal ka ho jazba ata ya ilahi, oh Allah, may I get the passion to act, to follow your commandments and to fulfill your commandments and to follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Gunahon se mujhko bacha ya ilahi, oh Allah, protect me from sinning. May I get protected, remain protected from sinning. And then میں پانچوں نمازیں پڑھوں با جماعت، ہو توفیق ایسی عطا یا الہی. And when it comes to pray, right, I go to masjid and I offer salah with jamaat, and all five prayers may I offer with jamaat, with congregation. And this is what is the request. May I get that ability to do this. And then, میں پڑھتا رہوں سنتیں وقت ہی پر، ہوں سارے نوافل ادا یا الہی. Oh Allah, not only faraid and wajibat I fulfill, not only what is compulsory upon me and I do that, but at the same time, the sunan and nawafil, sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the nawafil in salah which are offered and prayed, may I also get the ability that I don't miss a single sunnah and I don't even miss nawafil voluntarily, whatever is prayed. I also pray that. Respected viewers, this is very interesting. Back in those days when Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan were there physically alive, what they used to do was, they, if they knew if something is sunnah, they would act upon, because that was sunnah, they would not leave it. The reason was because it is the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This was their mindset, that I should stick to sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and this was their mind. But unfortunately, what is happening today in this day and age, if we come to know it is a sunnah, then we make it an excuse to abandon it. We make it an excuse to leave it. It's just a sunnah. Leave it. It's just a sunnah. You could have heard this. Allahu Akbar. This was not the mindset of Sahaba Ikram. This was not the mindset of Ahlul Bayt. Their mindset was to hold to the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And if they would come to know about anything, they would rather and prefer to follow that beautiful sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is again is the dua of Amir of Ahle Sunnah. And then, the shauke tilawat, the zauke ibadat, rahoon ba wuzu, main sada ya ilahi. Allahu Akbar. Respect viewers, again, we should also pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May I get that passion to recite Quran, may I have that attachment with the Holy Quran. What message Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has sent for me, I should read that. This is what is required at the same time. And I should get the passion to do ibadah. My heart is indulged in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Rahum ba wuzu mein sada ya ilahi. Then again, each and every act which is being prayed, it has a complete philosophy behind. There is a detail behind. There are ahadith behind. There are fada'il and excellences behind. And that's the reason Amir of Ahlus Sunnah wants them to implement within his life. And he is, in other words, teaching the disciples, teaching the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you should also act upon this, what is being prayed and made the dua. And then, Hamesha nigahon ko apni jhukakar karu khashiana dua ya ilahi. May I lower my gaze and I make dua with khushu and khudu, right? With focus and concentration. Heartfelt dua is what we need to make with focus. Maybe if we can shed few tears of remorse and regret in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at the same time, inshallah, that will be further better. And then it is mentioned, main matti ke saada se bartan mein khaun chatai ka ho bistara ya ilahi. Allahu akbar. May I eat in a very simple clay pot, right? Allahu Akbar. This is what he's praying in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that I live a simple life. My lifestyle shall be simple if it is there. And then further, hai alim ki khidmat yaqinan sa'adat ho tawfiq iski ata ya ilahi. Again, now here he is also teaching us that the serving an alim, serving Islamic scholar, right? Allahu Akbar, it itself is a great fortune, and may I get that ability that I also respect, I also serve ulama and scholars, and this is a beautiful dua. And then further, it is mentioned that sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, o akhlaq acha ho kirdar sutra, mujhe muttaqi tu bana ya ilahi, mujhe muttaqi tu bana ya ilahi. Yes, respect you, this is what is very important. Manners, etiquettes, our akhlaq, our conduct, how we behave, how we do day-to-day matters, how we deal our business deals and matters, this is all is important. And this is what is being prayed, that my akhlaq, my conduct, my behavior is good also. And I also become pious. I also attain taqwa from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is taqwa? A person should not be found where his Lord Azza wa Jal does not want him to be. And he is found where his Lord Azza wa Jal wants him to be. Yes, this is something very important. If our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal wants us to be in masjid, we should be found there. And if our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal does not want us to be in a cinema, we shouldn't be there, isn't it? So simply, we should follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fara'id and wajibat, we should fulfill. And whatever is haram, right? And we should refrain from that. So this is something which is known as a taqwa. We should attain that piety also. And respected viewers, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has got maqam and status is again the one who possesses taqwa. Not the wealth, not the position, not the maal, rather taqwa. And this is what is required. Husile mizaj aur tamaskhur ki khaslat se attar ko tu bacha ya ilahi. So again, anger can sometimes take us towards destruction, right? And our very harsh behavior can also get us away from people. So this is again another beautiful dua. Allah, may I not become unnecessarily angry, and I don't impose my anger where it is not needed. Okay, and may my akhlaq and conduct become good. May I refrain from bad sort of anger and bad sort of conduct. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept these du'as in our favor too. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. But from here, what we learn, respect viewers, is the way to ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can learn from our great ulama and scholars, likes of Amir of Ahl Sunnah, that how they make du'a. What are they asking? Look at all, in this old du'a, you did not find that du'a for this world, du'a for the mal of this world, du'a for the position of this world. This is not preferred here. Okay, maybe in certain cases you can make dua to earn halal. Okay, I'm not saying that completely it's forbidden, but what is preferred, this is what is being discussed. Okay, the ulama, the sulaha, salihin, awliya Allah, they remain detached from the luxuries of this dunya. Rather, they prefer the comforts of the hereafter. And again, whenever we make dua, we should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the both, for the betterment of this dunya, at the same time for the betterment of the hereafter. But preference should be for the hereafter, because in this dunya we'll be living very short life, and in the hereafter that is the everlasting life. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will enjoy when we go there. As we are believers, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we'll inshallah, azza wa jal, include a beautiful kalam. Hai shahad se bhi meetha, sarkar ka madina. Kya khub mehka, mehka, sarkar ka madina. Let's do dhikr madina.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله رحمة دمهينا يا روح رحمة دمهينا رحمة دمهينا ਠਾਰ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਲੱਖ ਠਾਰਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਠਾਰ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਪੜੀਏ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਕਾ ਯਾ ਰਸੂਲ ਅੱਲਾਹ Sallam alayka ya Habib Allah Hai shahad se bhi meetha sarkar ka madina Hai shahad se bhi meetha
Sarkar ka madina
تیرا آپا مدینہ ہے حسین ہی سراپا سرکار
اور پیر سے
فقط مدینہ
na Madina likh de faqat Madina 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 likh de faqat Madina sarkar ka Madina hai shahid se bhi meetha sarkar ka Madina
shahid se bhi meetha sarkar ka Madina Subhanallah, kya khub mehka sarkar ka Madina. This is the love Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya is showing for the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, this love he expresses for the city where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is residing right now. Right? And then can you imagine how much love would he have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Something which has got connection, nisbat with Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nisbat. And this is what Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has love for each and everything which has got connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is saying that even this sweet Medina is sweeter than honey. Subhanallah. See, metaphorically, this is being depicted, the love for Medina, right? And how fragrant, how sweet is this Medina. Subhanallah. Humko pasand aya sarkar ka Medina. And we love the city of Medina. The Medina, which is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's city. And then, har shahr se hai achha sarkar ka Medina, jannat se bhi suhana, sarkar ka Medina. And then, respected viewers of Medina channel, this is the love of a devotee of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. No matter wherever he travels, wherever he goes, but when he comes to the city of Medina, that city is better than all the cities on the face of this planet, no doubt at all. Because Aqa Kareem, the master, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is resting. Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam's city is Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And this is the place which is sacred and which is loved and which is beloved to every devotee because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then further, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, he writes, Paris pe marne wale Paris ko bhool jata. Paris pe marne wale Paris ko bhool jata. Tu bhi jo dekh leta sarkar ka Medina. Right? This is for those people, they've got yearning to go to the cities of light or the cities which are famous for the sightseeing, okay, or for the tourism. But Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is saying that you want the one who has got yearning to go such places, right, they will forget if they would see Madinatul Nabi, Allahu Akbar, in that comparison, because the beauty of Medina is matchless, Allahu Akbar. And then further, it is a beautiful dua, Allah Mustafa ke qadmo mein maut de de, Allah Mustafa ke qadmo mein maut de de, madfan bane hamara sarkar ka Medina. Oh Allah, we want to die in Madinatul Nabi, zada Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And then if we die there, then we want to be buried in Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Medina. May this dua is accepted. And this is what he is making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then another beautiful dua, attar ki dua hai taqdeer mein khudaya, likh de faqat Medina, sarkar ka Medina. In my destiny, in my taqdeer, in my fate, I just request, oh Allah, that may it be written, just Medina, sarkar ka Medina. This is the love Amir of Ahlus Sunnah he has for the city of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Madinatul Nabi. Respected viewers, inshallah, now we'll include another kalam from Brother Imtiaz Attari. I would like to request, inshallah, if we can recite a kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa
sallam. Naimatein baantta jisam te wo zeeshaan gaya nemate paan لوٹتا جس سمت وہ زی شان گیا ساتھ ہی
نام
زمانے ہیں کہ قیامت میں اگر مان گیا اور جانو دل ہو شوخی رد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جانو دل ہو شوخی رد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چل تیرا سارا تو سامان گیا تم نہیں چل تیرا سارا تو سامان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا
سبحان اللہ نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا واٹ اے بیوٹیفل پیس آف پوئٹری دس از آف اعلی حضرت شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علی رحمۃ الرحمن ہی سیز ویئر دیٹ گلوریس ون اسپریڈنگ بلیسنگز وینٹ دی پین آف مرسی اسکرائب دی اینجل آف مرسی went with him too. Subhanallah. This is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he has the keys of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہبا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے. This is the authority of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. So the angel of mercy, the scribe of mercy of Allah subhanahu, that angel also went with him. So he, wherever any order is done of the rahma, how much is written to whom, what is written, what rahma is to be granted, that he could write it down with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That angel of mercy also went. Wherever he went to distribute the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel of mercy was with Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Now, dil wo dil hai jo teri yaad mein ma'mur raha. Aye, aye. What a beautiful definition of the heart. And then the definition of one's head. This is what you can learn from Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He says, Dil hai wo dil jo teri yaad mein maamoor raha, sar hai wo sar jo tere qadmon pe qurban gaya. Actually, the heart is only that heart. The true heart is that which remained busy in your remembrance, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It with your thoughts that remained filled. Yeah, that is the true heart, which can be said as a heart, and a head is the only head that got sacrificed at your feet, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. And then further it says, آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے کل پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا. Respective viewers, tomorrow everybody will believe, right? Everyone will see the honor which will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فقط اتنا سبب ہے ان اقاد بزم محشر کا کہ ان کی شان محبوبی دکھ کھائی جانے والی ہے. محشر is the day to show the maqam and status of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And whoever is the denier, whoever denies today, they will also believe, they will also see. پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا. And today is the day when you should also believe regarding the authority of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and seek help from Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam today, because tomorrow definitely you will be in need of the intercession of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Without the intercession of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, who will be able to get mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam will be the first one who will have the access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shafa'at Kubra will be in the hands of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And then, اور تم پر میرے آقا کی عنایت نہ سہی اور تم پر میرے آقا کی عنایت نہ سہی منکرو کلمہ پڑھانے کبھی احسان گیا. Maybe you don't fully receive my master's bounty, right? But oh, deniers, his favors of teaching you the kalima is also forgotten. Okay, Allahu Akbar. There are so many blessings of Aga Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, but at least those deniers, right, they are being addressed. That have you even forgotten that you read kalima and it is the favor done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And jaan o dil hosh o khirad sab to madine pahunche, jaan o dil hosh o khirad sab to madine pahunche, tum nahi chalte raza sara to saman gaya. Jaan soul, jaan o dil and heart, hosh o khirad, right, intellect and mind, everything is in Madina. Ya o raza, all your luggage has gone to Medina. Why don't you move towards Medina? Allahu Akbar. But one of the masterpiece couplet of this kalam, I just forgot to mention. Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Lillahil hamd mein dunya se musalman gaya. Okay, inshallah, if we have got our attachment with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way it is haq to believe, right? That way, Allahu Akbar. And then we have got no connection with others whatsoever. And if this is the case, then what will happen? Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will go from this mortal world as believers. This is the very, very simple, short and sweet formula to leave with Iman from this mortal world, that we show our love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to believe, with all the shan and maqam and the honor which has been granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam more than anything, more than our children, more than our life, more than anything in the world. We love Rasulullah more than that. And if that will be the case of our iman, state of our iman, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we'll depart from this mortal world as believers, as Muslims, inshaAllah, iman intact. Now, we will include one more kalam from Brother Saeed At-Tari. Ji, Saeed Bhai.
Pukaro ya Rasulullah, 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 pukaro ya
Shikho bari hogi pukaro خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی کرم یا سیدی آقا کرم یا سیدی آقا پکارو یا رسول اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ مجھے کر دید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے مجھے گر دید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے مجھے گر دید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے تیرا دیدار جب ہوگا مجھے حاصل خوشی ہوگی پکارو یا رسول اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ پکارو یا رسول میرے مرکد میں جب آتا وہ تشریف لائیں گے میرے مرکد میں جب آتا شریف لائیں گے لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء صدم سجی ہوگی ہاں کرم یا سیدی آقا کرم یا سیدی آقا کرم یا سیدی آقا کرم یا سیدی آقا
اگر وہ چاند سا چہرہ کچھ چمکاتے شام بھی صبح بہار بہ گئی ہوگی غموں کی شام بھی صبح بہار بہ گئی ہوگی کرم یا سیدی آقا کرم یا سیدی آقا پکارو یا رسول اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی
of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah that the Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی. This is again an istighasa in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. A request is being made that Ya Rasulullah, even if you come in my dream, then inshallah in my house there will be light. My house will enlighten. سنا ہے آپ ہر عاشق کے گھر تشریف لاتے ہیں سنا ہے آپ ہر عاشق کے گھر تشریف لاتے ہیں میرے گھر میں بھی ہو جائے چراغاں یا رسول اللہ میرے گھر میں بھی ہو جائے چراغاں یا رسول اللہ. And then مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے کب آقا مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی یا رسول اللہ. I want to come, I want to remove this separation, I want to come and I want to visit Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. But when will this request be accepted? Because کہاں کی دولت کہاں کا منصب قسم خدا کی یہ ہے حقیقت جنہیں بلایا ہے مصطفیٰ نے وہی مدینے کو جا رہے ہیں. When the permission is granted then only you go to Medina, right? And this is what Amir of Ahl Sunnat is requesting in the court of Mustafa. Ya Rasulullah, when will my application be accepted? When will I come to Medina, right? And when will I present myself in your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then further, Shahenshahe Medina, do tadapne ka kareena do, wo aanka ka inayat ho ke jo ashkon bhari hogi. May I get that passion that I cry in your love, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And may I get that eyes, they get soaked in your love, they get wet in your love, subhanallah, in your remembrance, in your love, Ya Rasulullah. I need that eye. So if you grant me those eyes, okay, that will be great favor, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then, banalo apna diwana, banalo apna mastana, khazane mein tumhare kya kami pyare, nabi hogi. And then, subhanallah, tasalli rak e diwane, teri bhi hazri hogi, kame duri rulata hai, Madina yaad aata hai. And then, when he thinks about Medina, this separation, being away from Medina, right? And then he says, inshallah, oh the devotee of Medina, oh the lover of the city of Medina, one day that will also come, when you will also go, you will also visit Medina. Mujhe gar deed ho jaye, to meri eid ho jaye, mujhe gar deed me, if I behold you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will be the time, that will be the day of my eid, right? And tera deedar jab hoga, mujhe hasil khushi hogi. Okay, I will be over the moon, I will be so happy if I'll have your vision, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then further, it is said, agar wo chaand se chehre ko chamkate hue aaye, agar wo chaand se chehre ko chamkate hue aaye, ghamon ki shaam bhi subah bahara ban gayi hogi. Ifaqa Kareem alayhi salatu salam come. Okay, Allahu Akbar. It is the points they have given metaphorically. The moon is, you see, which is given as a comparison of beauty. Okay, Allahu Akbar. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's beauty, oh, we can even not compare with the moon, because Allahu Akbar, moon is also, subhanallah, sacrificed at the feet of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and bugs the beauty and the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. But subhanallah, if Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam come, inshallah, azza wa jal, with his radiant face, Allahu Akbar, like the moon, it shines and brights. Okay, then the night of worries and griefs will also fade out, and that night will become subhe bahara. That night will turn into a day when Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam will come to aid me, to favor me, to help me. Okay, and then my worries will go, my problems will go. Allahu Akbar. This is a beautiful depiction, an expression of love in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mere marqad mein jab attar wo tashreef laaye, when Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam will come in my grave, labon par naate shahe anbiya us dam saji hogi. Subhanallah, inshaAllah, inshaAllah. At that very moment, my tongue will be the praise of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Qabr mein sarkar aaye to main qadmon mein giroon, qabr mein sarkar aaye to main qadmon mein giroon, gar farishte bhi uthaye to main unse yun kahoon, ab to paaye na se main farishton kyun uthoon, mar ke pahuncha hoon yahan is dil ruba ke waaste, mar ke pahuncha hoon yahan is dil ruba ke waaste. Inshallah, inshallah, ushaqan Mustafa will praise Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will permit, inshallah azza wa jal, in the grave too. This is our wish, this is our desire. May it is accepted. Respect you as you're watching Nasheed Night. Now let's include another kalam in our program, Nasheed Night, from Brother Imtiaz Attari.
Kismat meri chamkai, ye chamkai, ye aaka, aaka. Kismat meri chamkai, ye chamkai, ye aaka. Kismat
Some
Beautiful kalam, beautifully recited. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam and praise Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Unki mehak ne dil ke غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں. انشاءاللہ ویل انکلوڈ دس کلام اینڈ انشاءاللہ فالوڈ بائی من قوت اوسو.
ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں, ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں, ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں, ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں.
جس راہ چل گئے
بسا دیے ہیں, میرے کرے میں سے گئے قطرہ کسی نے مانگا, میرے کرے میں سے گئے قطرہ کسی دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے
خیرات لینے
آ گئے منگتے تمہارے خواجہ, خیرات لینے آ گئے منگتے تمہارے خواجہ, خیرات لینے آ گئے منگتے تمہارے خواجہ, خیرات لینے آ گئے منگتے تمہارے خواجہ, خیرات لینے آ گئے منگتے تمہارے خواجہ. بھر دیجئے دامن مرادوں سے ہمارے خواجہ, میرے خواجہ پیا میرے خواجہ پیا, میرے خواجہ پیا میرے خواجہ پیا. خیرات لینے آ گئے منگتے تمہارے خواجہ,
یہ جگمگاتا نور برساتا تمہارا روضہ, یہ جگمگاتا نور برساتا تمہارا روضہ.
شرما گئے ہیں اس کے آگے چاند تارے خواجہ, میرے خواجہ پیا میرے خواجہ پیا, میرے خواجہ پیا میرے خواجہ پیا.
MashaAllah. Now time is very short, nearly we are finished with the time. We'll now include the segment complete a couplet. Please show, let's find out if that is the right answer. Ji, jis suhani ghadi chamka taiba ka chand us dil afroz saat pe lakhon salam. And today Ummihani Rafiq from Bradford, they have sent us the right answer. May Allah tabarak taala bless you. Thank you very much for participating, taking part in this program. Thank you for watching, everyone. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much, brothers. Inshallah, we will be back next week, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi, keep praising Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, new sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.